Welcome to Influential Entrepreneurs, bringing you interviews with elite business leaders and experts, sharing tips and strategies for elevating your business to the next level. Here's your host, Mike Saunders.
Hello and welcome to this episode of Influential Entrepreneurs. This is Mike Saunders, the Authority Positioning Coach. Today we have with us Nina Acosta, who's the founder and CEO of Transcend the Light, a transformational life coach, energy healer, and we'll be talking about becoming your authentic self. Nina, welcome to the program.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me, Mike. It's so great to be here.
You are welcome. So I'm excited to talk to you because I always love when we hear about things that are unique and different and becoming your authentic self. That is going deep. And I love in your bio, you talk about how you work with people that is not the woo-woo, help and coaching, but you kind of come alongside people and really help them to rediscover their authentic self. So before we dive into what actually is your authentic self, give us a little bit of your background and what your entrepreneurial journey has been like to this point in your career.
Yeah, absolutely. So my background's pretty diverse. I have marketing, sales, business coaching, transformational life coaching, recruiting in my background. So I've pretty much done it all. So what got me into life coaching really is my own personal journey. And that journey was just not fully embracing who I was authentically, not embracing the gift God gave me. And so I struggled with a lot of psychosomatic symptoms like anxiety, depression, overworking, just going at it 24/7. And eventually it just kind of came to a halt where I was like, wow, I created this life and I wasn't really satisfied in the life that I created, but I also had to take a good hard look at the decisions that I've made and where I was at in my past and what led me to that moment. And The very moment was me just sitting there, to be quite honest, just in a moment of reflection, kind of like, oh, my life looks great on paper. I did all the things. I got my master's. I did everything society wanted me to do, but I was still unhappy. And That was because I was running from who I was truly created to be.
So I would ask at that point, if we could interject a pin right at that point, there could be like a case study, you remember those books? It's like, if you want the character to do this, turn to page 47. And if you want them, so it's like, you could have, that feels to me like a crossroads in this sense. You could have come at that point and thought, it's so-and-so's fault. I feel this way because, and deflected and gone, my parents, friends, whatever, society, you could have not taken responsibility and you could have just had that pity party and gone, life is bad, I'm not happy, I should be, and it's not fair because. So what do you think it was within you that programmed you to go, okay, I want to be here, but I'm there, and here's the gap, and what can I do to improve that? And have that self-reflection and go, now here's one step forward and another step forward, as opposed to the blame game.
For me, the one thing that happened in that moment, because I remember exactly where I was, exactly what I was doing, it was just like, I just really just took inspired action. I've always been good at coaching other people and leading them down, their direction, and good at identifying patterns in anywhere I've worked. I'm like awesome at it. I can put the puzzle pieces together. So in that one moment, as I was reflecting on my life, it was like, okay, for me, it was like, I need to do something differently. What do I need to do differently? And I know I need help, right? Like I needed a coach, accountability partner, something. I know I needed some type of help to basically take a look at my life and help me connect the pieces, because I was only connecting, some of the pieces together, and I knew it was me. I knew I was the problem because, I was the one that was in all the situations. So there's a common denominator.
Yeah, right.
but so I had to just really sit back and reflect, to be quite honest. I just let go and I surrendered and I trusted God, the universe, higher power, whatever you want to call it. In that moment, because I was already looking for a retreat or something to go to. And I know at that point in time, it was a little bit pricey for me to be spending a couple thousand dollars for a weekend retreat. And so, you know, I was calling places in Sedona. I replied for a retreat in Colorado. And finally, in that moment, I was like, you know what, God? You know, I just kind of like wiped my hands, you know, away from it. I was like, if you truly want me to step into my purpose work and do what it is you want me to do, you're going to have to make it happen because I'm tired of sitting here thinking about it.
Yeah.
And I kind of just like, you know, dusted my hands of it. I'm like, I'm done. And then 3 days later, I got a phone call. And they called me from Colorado. And they were just like, hey, we just want to let you know we're going to waive all the fees and everything for you. And just come out here. Buy your plane ticket. So I just basically followed the breadcrumbs. I surrendered.
Yeah.
I trusted my intuition. And I bought my plane ticket. Everything was paid for, you know, because they waived everything. And that's where the transformation began. Is when I ended up in that retreat for Colorado. So it was just really a gift by surrendering and my prayers being answered.
And I would suspect at that point you arrived at that place and whatever they were teaching, showing, you weren't going, but here's the way we ought to be doing a little bit different because that sounds fine on all. You were like, empty cup, fill me up and teach me Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Yeah, I was just like, it's funny because when I was there, I knew I was there for a reason because this is what I asked for, you know, and I followed the breadcrumbs with my intuition, but I still couldn't figure out what was going on, even though I kind of knew. I think I was kind of like, you know, there was some resistance there, you know, just like not admitting fully that I haven't been truly, you know, who I was meant to be in this lifetime. And so I was quiet for a while, you know, when I was sitting there, I was just watching everybody because I, you know, although I'm a spiritual person, I could still be a skeptic. And so, but how she beautifully, you know, intertwined everything with science and psychology and the spiritual realm, it all made perfect sense. And there was evidence, you know, and so that's why what caught my attention, because at that point in time, I was living more in my head. So I was like, you know, I had a skeptic brain when I went there. But then once you actually see the evidence and see the transformation around, you know, around other people, and you're massively shifting too as well, it's like you can't disprove it. You know, it's like you experience it.
So you talk about being your authentic self. What does that actually mean? Because I know that that sounds a little cliche and broad, you know, your authentic self. But what are some things that you were taught that really brought that to life to you to go, okay, I used to think authentic self would mean this or be this, but here's what I really discovered.
So I've never heard that term until I went to this retreat. So authentic self, to me, and how I perceive it, is who you were created to be authentically before, you know, society got a hold of you or conditioning, you know, got a hold of you. Who are you created to be? Who God put you here on this earth to be? And what happens is once we're born, you know, because of our environment, friends, family, you know, whatnot, we get conditioned to be who we are not to be. So it's really a untangling of who we are not created to be. And a lot of times when we try to force ourselves into different roles, you know, into society that is not who we're created to be, that's when we experience the, you know, sometimes depression, the anxiety, the stress, the overwhelm. And it's really finding your own way and flow of operating in this world, as well as tuning into your own like divine flow when it comes to masculine and feminine energy.
And I think that sometimes, here, correct me if I'm wrong here, but I think sometimes we do it to ourselves because of the environment we've come into. Secondly, we do it to ourselves because we pack our schedule so tight that we are busy sprinting from one thing to the next and we don't ever have any time to assess or be self-aware or think, I don't like this, how can I change it? Or you think, well, it takes so much work and I'm so busy. So I think that it's more than just you did it to yourself because we cause things on ourselves because of overload we bring upon ourselves, right?
Yeah. Yeah. We tend to forget to, you know, to stay present. You know, when we're present, we're more aware. And it's also the fact, you know, is that we just do, you know, a lot of times, you know, we just go and we do, not even thinking about why we're doing what we're doing, because that's what we were taught and conditioned to do, is to do. So that's,
you've probably heard this before, but we should be human beings more than we should be human doings.
Right. Yes, absolutely. I love that saying. It's so true. Because a lot of times, if you think about it, it's when you don't slow down and reflect, or you're running away from yourself like I was, you know, you cause more pain instead of just ripping off the Band-Aid. It's like, do you want to deal with your pain now, or do you want to deal with your pain later?
Yeah. Yeah. So what do you think some practical ways are to start moving toward discovering and becoming your most authentic self would be?
Yeah, some practical ways is, number one is just to be present, to slow down. Slow down a little bit. And what I do to help my clients do that is I have them set an alarm. It's a practical tip. It doesn't take a lot of time. Set an alarm on your phone and check in with yourself. You know, because a lot of times when you are, as I was, an executive, you go, 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 you don't really check in with yourself. And you don't even realize your emotions are everywhere. And what you're feeling is kind of like out there. So one practical tip that brings so much awareness to my clients is if they set an alarm on their phone, and it could be, okay, I'm setting my alarm at lunchtime. How am I feeling right now? What are emotions telling me right now? You know, several times a day, I would do it like 3 times a day to start off with, because it's just a quick little check-in with yourself to bring yourself back to the present of being aware, to see where, what you are actually feeling and honoring yourself in that moment.
And also, I would suspect that you'll find yourself becoming more, you know, efficient in what you do, because if you are heads down working for 4, 5, 6 hours straight, A, you're not checking and being self-aware like you just mentioned. B, you're just, you know, getting over what you need to get up and stretch your legs and walk around and get some water and, you know, get some sun. So there's a lot of benefits for those pauses. It kind of refocuses you. So I think that's a really big thing. And maybe, you know, have a couple questions. You're saying, you know, if I'm feeling kind of like frazzled, pause there and go, why? Well, I guess it's because. And then if you don't like that, what could you do to prevent that when that comes up again? And I think it that kind of all goes into then that self-awareness, right?
Yeah, it does. And that's a great thing that you say that, because I call them transitions. You know, like another like tip is like transitioning. So basically, between tasks, take that time to transition. You know, if you are feeling really negative or there is something that triggered you, you know, there's always breath work or something. You could do a pattern interrupt that helps you get back into the state you need to be in for the transition.
Yeah, I think that's really key. And, you know, if we paused right there and someone said, wow, that's super simple. And it's like they say, what's easy to do is also easy not to do. So it sounds so easy to set an alarm and check in, but it's easy not to do it. So you have to realize the benefit that you will get from that. Maybe trust the process, maybe do that for 2 weeks straight, 3 times a day, have a little repetition and habit there, and assess what your assessments are doing, right? I mean, not only are you assessing yourself, but then maybe kind of assessing, go, okay, after 2 weeks or whatever time frame, how is this working for me? Because you don't want to get so conditioned that you feel like, oh, that's nothing. But when you realize what you were like before you started that exercise to then 2 or 4 weeks down the road, then it's like, ooh, that has now made some improvements.
Yeah. Like a lot of my clients, they've only done it for, because it's so funny, because once you do it for a couple of days, it's just bringing awareness. You know, it's like it's an exercise to bring awareness to you, because some of them have only done it for a week or a little bit less. And then they're like, oh, now I check in with myself. You know, now it's just like second nature. They're just kind of like, oh, you know, I was triggered. What was that about? Let me figure it out later, you know, or, oh, okay. My emotions are, you know, I'm feeling a little bit, you know, down. Let me bring my vibration back up high. So, you know, everybody's different, but it's like something. I remember when I first did that exercise myself, I remember like, oh my God, I don't want to set my alarm every single, you know, hour or two. And I only did it for probably about a week, but I did it 3 times a day. And after that, now it's just second nature that I'm just kind of like, oh, okay, this is what I'm feeling. And if I don't have time to check in to see why I'm feeling that way, I will put it in a little container and deal with it later. It's just, it gets dangerous when you put it in the container and you don't ever deal with it. That's, you know, that's a different story.
Yep. So you talk about stepping into your power. What does that look like?
Well, stepping into your power can mean so many different things to different people. But one of the things that I teach women is, number one, stepping into your power is becoming your most authentic self. And it is unraveling everything that you are not. And that looks different for everybody. You know, the women that I work with, some of them are CEOs and some of them are stay-at-home moms. So it really just looks different for everybody. But it's really finding and owning your voice and remembering who you were created to be, you know, as an individual, and getting in tune with your most authentic self. And it's just unraveling. Again, when you're stepping into your power, you're unraveling everything you are not. And then sometimes, you know, if you're on the, you know, like on the fly, if you need to step into your power on the fly, if you're busy, especially for my CEO boss babes that I work with, I basically give them quick tips. It's like, you know, basically an anchor. They can move their body because everybody's different. Sometimes people are more audio. They like to listen to music. Sometimes people like to move their body. It just depends on who you are as an individual. And that's kind of the part of unraveling. Like, how do you perceive the world? How do you take in information? That's part of unraveling that, you know, conditioning. And in inserting that pattern interrupt to step into your power immediately on the fly.
You know, and that's from some of the trainings and things that I've gone through, that's like an anchor. So if you have that pattern interrupt, and when you do this, you then immediately feel that, that anchors that in, so that it's actually now becoming it's a technology, I call it that, because it's not like computer technology, but it's a system, it's a strategy that you go, ooh, I noticed this, I'm feeling this. So as soon as I snap my fingers, clap or smile or whatever the case is, it then becomes something that you're able then to wire into your day to kind of change that state.
Yes, that's exactly what it is. It's just basically you're changing the state, but then remember, revisit that later. You know, if it's something that's intense, don't just set it on a shelf, because what happens, you know, we both know what happens when you don't deal with it. It will manifest its way in other areas in your life if it's something that is, you know, deeply triggering.
Yep. So we talk about stepping into your power, which then the connotation then is, if you could step into something, then you also can step out of it. So talk a little bit about, you know, making sure that you're staying into that state as much as possible. And how do you notice if you're starting to waver, so that you can stay right into that lane? You know, it's kind of like, you know, one of my daughters has type 1 diabetes, and you've got to monitor those blood sugars, and you got to stay in range as much as possible. And,
right.
You know, yeah, you can't. I know you can't, you can't avoid, you know, going high or going low, but as much as possible, stay in range. So how can you stay in range within your power? And then if you notice that you're popping in or out, what are some of those triggers?
Yeah, absolutely. So number one key is awareness, right? So if you're doing an awareness exercise, like setting, you know, alarm on your phone, you're going to get used to just checking in with yourself. You're not going to need the alarm. And so what I say, like, you have an anchor, I call them pattern interrupts. So for example, there is, in my past, you know, job that I worked a couple of years ago, I was an executive and I was getting highly triggered. And so eventually, this is when I started, you know, doing some of this work, I was introduced to pattern interrupts. And so I basically, what I did was a reminder for myself to bring my vibration high, and it has to be authentic to you, because you can use someone else's pattern interrupt, but that's not going to feel right to you. So you have to find things that work for you. And that's part of the process. But like for me, what I did, simple, right? I had a rubber band around my wrist. And so when I feel like, you know, I was getting in a lower state, I would just flip the rubber band on my wrist to remind myself, okay, you know, we're not going to go there. Or it could be for me also as well, in the mornings, I like to listen to music. Music gets me in that high vibrational state. So I like, you know, all kinds of music. So I will jam out to music while I'm in the shower. You know, there's just little things like that that you can implement. Some people, it's jump squats. You know,
could it be different things for different, you know, like for instance, yeah, everyone's different, but you might have the rubber band when you're feeling this, and you might have a song when you're needing to feel that. You might, and you've got your own little formula.
Right. Yeah. Everybody has their own formula. And then that's why I also tell them too, yes, okay, you have your formula and that works for you, but always, you know, readdress it and see if you need to change things around. Right. Because a lot of times we get stuck in routines. We think that oh, this was my pattern interrupter. This is, you know, why isn't it working anymore? Well, maybe you need to try something else, you know?
Yeah.
So it's always, yeah, each individual usually has what works for them. What I have found with working with a lot of women is that it's just finding out how they operate, how they perceive the world, and what formula works for them. You know, are they more kinesthetic? You know, are they more auditorial? What do they like? And that's usually how you find your formula.
So, Nina, I think that we've kind of covered a whole lot of great stuff here. If someone is listening to this going, ooh, a couple little things there resonated with me, what's the best way they can reach out and learn more about what you do and connect with you?
Absolutely. I can be found at www.transcendthelight.com. That is my website. I do have a place where you can contact me from my website. You just fill out the contact form, or you can join my free Facebook group, and that's where I usually put all my free content, my value, my webinars, and everything like that.
Excellent. Well, super. Thank you so much for coming on. It was a real pleasure talking with you today.
Yeah, thank you so much for inviting me. It was truly a pleasure. Thank you.
You've been listening to Influential Entrepreneurs with Mike Saunders. To learn more about the resources mentioned on today's show or listen to past episodes, visit www.influentialentrepreneursradio.com.